Okay, everybody, welcome back to another Saturday here on the lounge. It's great to be with all you guys. We have kind of like a Thanksgiving type a theme thing as break's coming up very soon, but I'm here with three very special guests here coming from Marquette Physical Therapy Program with me. So we have Carson Smith.
Hello, hello.
And we have Caroline Donahue.
Hello.
And then we have Anthony John.
Very excited to be here.
Yeah, so I kind of last night I just sent a text out to our whole group chat seeing if anybody from the program in our class wanted to come on, and you know, these people responded, so it's good to be with you guys. So how's everybody doing today?
Doing fantastic.
Oh yeah, you could also just leave your mics on. You can just kind of flow with it. You guys are doing well?
Yeah. Doing good. Can't complain.
How's the semester going for each of you?
Ready for it to be done, you know.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. Just kind of burnt out.
You burnt out already?
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, we had a long week this week. It's good that we're coming up on a nice little break.
Yeah, I feel like Thanksgiving couldn't have come at a better time. Yeah. I need this break.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys celebrate, like, any specific way on Thanksgiving?
I feel like it's pretty, like, standard for me, like, just family meeting up, like, food.
Yeah, what about you, Caroline?
Yeah, just hanging out with my family.
Yeah? So. Carson?
Yeah, family, football.
Family, food. Football. It's a...
Yeah. I'd like to add football, too, yeah.
Football, yeah. And I think the Packers play the Lions this week. I don't really know. And then, I know, Caroline, you said you're from Kansas. Are you a Chiefs fan?
Oh, yes, I'm a big Chiefs fan.
So they play... they play on Thanksgiving... Against Cowboys. Are you going to be tuning into that?
Oh, for sure. It'll be on well before the game even starts.
They're going to lose.
I'm going for the Cowboys.
Yeah, me too. And I'm from Missouri, so how does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, also, I did want to make a point that everybody's from like a different state. So Anthony, California.
From California,
Kansas,
yep.
Missouri, and Illinois. So it's a good diverse group here. Through each of you guys, kind of talk to me how your semester's been going, what have been some challenges. We'll start off with you, Anthony.
I think the semester's been going pretty good so far. As far as transitioning into PT school, I think it's like a little harder, but honestly, it's not too bad. I actually think the professors are like, it feels like, not necessarily like a family, but like way more than like it did with X-Fiz, I feel like. And so that part of it's been good. But, like, some of the weeks have been rough, though, with, like, exams. We've just been slammed.
Yeah, I feel like it's, like, I was talking to a Pro 3 earlier, and he was, like, it's, like, a PT school's on, like, a four-week basis. So you have, like, 3 weeks and then, like, a full, like, exam week and everything. I don't know if you guys heard that, too. Yeah. So
I was just going to ask you guys, like, what would you guys rather have, like, one exam per week or just, like, be slammed with exams for 1 week and then a chill 2 weeks after that?
Honestly, I think like just one exam a week, because then you're just kind of like in this zone where that's just like your baseline, and so you can kind of just play it out rather than having to cram specific weeks. And I know for me, like, I'm a huge procrastinator, so like stuff adds up, and then it's like, oh, I have 3 exams in 3 days. So, like, for me, kind of having more of, like, a steady flow would be better. But, you know, we're doing good.
Doing good.
We got to work with what we got.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your take on that, Caroline?
I don't know. Like, it's so nice, like, especially, like, Thursday. I think, like, after being done with the exams, it's so nice to, like, relax and be like, okay, we don't have anything. But, like, I do get Carson's point of, like, kind of, like, spacing it out. I'd probably have to go with just, like, having all the exams. So, like, to kind of, like, focus out my studying, spread it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, it makes the weekend a lot more rewarding.
Oh, yes.
Especially on Thursday. Thank you again, Madam President, I should say. as Caden would say, Madam President, because Caroline is the president of our class, setting up a wonderful event on Thursday.
Well, thank you. It was fun. I was really happy with the turnout we had. And, it was a great time.
That was fun.
It was a great time.
It was a great time.
Caroline, what do you think about the semester so far?
I think it's been going well. Definitely kind of like, as Anthony mentioned, like, it is a big step up, I think, with the studying. But, like, honestly, like, like Anthony said, kind of just like piggybacking off of what he said, like the community that we have, I think, has been really, really great here. And like everybody just wants to help you succeed. And so like that's having great. That around us has just been really great. And honestly, I'm looking forward to the next few semesters. I know the course load will definitely like progress as we get going farther along, but it's been like fun, like actually having very like applicable like PT, especially like our labs, like they're super fun and like getting very hands-on with stuff, I think has been really fun.
That's awesome. What about you, Carson?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of was a little worried going in, just because I was BISC undergrad, didn't know a bunch of people kind of going into that, so I was a little worried, but you know, it's been great to get to know everybody. I'm still learning everybody's names and stuff, but I think it's just a fantastic community of people and people that are always just geared towards helping each other, and that's been really nice to be a part of.
Yeah.
And hopefully contribute to.
Yeah. And so. And like you said about learning everybody's name, I think if something like works out and I could get like a bunch of people, like different people on this podcast, we could get like further, get to know each other and maybe get the whole class to like listen in and listen to see what we have to say. We'll
get
see what happens.
To call in to the show.
You know, there is a phone back there, and people have asked me that. I like my parents especially. They're like, people, can we call in? I'm like, I have no idea how to work the phone. I just know how to do this. But based off my perspective of the year, it's been really good. It's been really challenging, but I think at the end it's like really worth it. So I like do have a lot of like self-reflection sometimes. I think about, like, is this really what I want to do? And it's always, like, yes, like, you were kind of made for this. Like, it's targeting, like, everything that you like to do in life. So I think it's just kind of a rewarding thing. And plus, our professors are really nice. They do want to help us succeed. I was nervous at the beginning. But just talking to, like, the people above us in the grades, they're, like, they all want to help you succeed. You know, go to them. They're open. So, yeah, that's kind of my take on things. What are you guys grateful for as we kind of transition into like a Thanksgiving type of podcast here?
Just say like family and friends. I'm excited to at least visit some family. I'm not going home for Thanksgiving, but I'm going to Chicago, and
oh, nice.
My whole mom's side of the family's there, so I'm excited to go there. I haven't gone there this semester, so.
Where in Chicago?
One's from Glenview and the other's Bloomingdale.
Nice.
I don't know. I was looking at you too. You guys wouldn't know.
Hey, that's good. And then what are you grateful for in terms of like this semester, like staying up here?
I actually think it's just getting closer to everyone in PT. It's cool now.
Yeah.
Like obviously, like we all had like different classes that we took in undergrad, but it's kind of cool just like seeing everyone, mm-hmm. like in like all our classes and labs, and like actually getting to work with them and starting to get to know people.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. What about you? What about you guys?
Anthony, you're stealing the words out of my mouth today. but yeah, like honestly, like we've honestly, like you and I have been in the program for 3 years together now, but like actually like getting to like hang out and do things like not just like in school, but also like getting to meet everybody. And like Carson, like you said, like being like from like a BISC like undergrad, like getting to actually like meet everybody and knowing that like we don't just have like this semester, but we actually have like 6 semesters all together will be really exciting. So looking very forward to that.
Yeah. And then anything you're thankful for in terms of the semester?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Like, it's been really fun with, like, all the senior activities. I think just, like, having everything with our friends and, like, just, like, getting to grow as a cohort, I too. It's been, like, really fun. But, yeah, just kind of thankful for all the memories we've made along the way. So.
Yeah.
One thing I'd like to add is, like, not necessarily, like, it doesn't have to do with PT, but, like, I'm kind of just, like, kind of, like, cherishing like the moments I have with like my non-PT friends too, because it's
right because they're gonna be leaving.
I know.
That's what I'm saying with my roommates. I'm like, it's gonna be tough. I mean, obviously Anthony's gonna be moving into my apartment next year.
Yeah.
But like the roommates that I have now, it's gonna be like sad because I've been living with them for, this is my second year living with them. So
yeah,
it's good to put a perspective on that. But Carson, what are you thankful for?
Yeah, honestly, you guys, I mean, you kind of stole what I was going to say, too. Like, my non-PT friends, it's kind of crazy because I've known most of them since freshman year, and we've been living with each other since sophomore year at least. And so, like, one of them already has a job, like, offer that he's going to be doing. And then a couple other ones are looking for jobs right now, and they'll probably be all across the country. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like we've grown so much together. And so like it has been nice to just kind of take a step back and just kind of appreciate everything and all those experiences that I've shared with them so far. Mm-hmm. As for what I'm grateful for PT, honestly, like, just the people, like, the professors are there for you. I mean, obviously, like, our cohort, I think, like, I've gotten so many, like, study materials and everything from people, mainly you, Zach, that has just been, like, super helpful. And, like, in past times, like, there have been people that kind of were, like, no, I don't want to share it with you because they were, like, so competitive for whatever reason. So I just think, like, the graciousness and the openness that everyone kind of shares, I mean, that just makes the class is so much easier. It makes studying so much easier.
Yeah.
It makes me excited to come to class. So I think that's just been really nice to have. And yeah, I'm looking forward to growing with everybody.
Yeah. I about like the Quizlets that I'm, I will say it is kind of fun to look at, like, every time, cause I use it obviously. And I always see like however many studiers. So I was always like, oh, I'm good that I'm helping other people. And I was thinking about, like, joking, and I have done it on accident, is but putting it in private.
Yeah, I've asked. Yeah.
Seeing, like, I was like, oh, where is it at? Like, have you made one? And I was like, oh, I forgot that I was joking that I put it on private, and I forgot to take it off.
This happened, like, literally 2 weeks ago. I'm like, yo, Zach,
where's it at?
I was like, where's that Fizz Quizlet?
It was there. It was there. But, yeah, I think I'm also grateful for all the connections that I've made growing up through Marquette. Starting at freshman year, but in terms of like PT, it's good to like get a whole new set of classmates coming from other majors. So like you, Carson, and people coming from even other colleges, it's just kind of good. It's just good to meet more people. And then as we do like clinicals and labs, we kind of just kind of grow together. And these things that we're doing together, like this, or like meeting up at the bar for mug night, it's good to kind of keep that like class bonding thing. Cause I was just like, I was wondering, I was like, how are we going to bond together? Cause I did hear some like rumors from other classes. It was like, our class is like a certain way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's good to like get to know you guys even
more.
It's
nice to see people like outside of class too.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's fun. Yeah. I think Timmy and I we set our goals to try and do something at least once a month. So like starting next semester, and obviously it doesn't have to be anything like too big, but mm-hmm. we'll try and make it. So that way, like just that community keeps growing. And like we said, the more we can see each other outside of class, too, the better. So
honestly, the turnout Thursday was actually pretty impressive.
I was really impressed.
Yeah,
and I got Friday there for basketball.
I got there pretty early. Yeah, the basketball.
How many guys do we have in DPT? Because there was like 16 PT guys there. It was a lot,
at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Like, closer to
my roommate came, and then Noah's roommate came, but like everyone else was PT. There was at least like 15, 16.
That's great.
We had like what, 3 or 4 teams going?
Three teams.
With subs too.
With subs, yeah. Yeah. So it was a big turnout, and like I had some of my friends on the other courts, and mm-hmm. they're like, dang, it's like, why did you guys get so many people? I was like, someone sends a mass text and just like PT boys meet after anatomy.
Assembly.
It was fun. It was really fun. I hope it's something that we get to do kind of every Friday. It's like, I think it's things like that that take you away from like all the busyness and all mm-hmm. like the stress. So like, I think Stalker said something about like the tacos. I don't know if you guys remember, but there's like a picture of him with like his other classmates, and they're making like a sign with words with their body, and nobody knew what it was. And he's like, it's tacos, because we all got tacos at a certain time. But it's stuff like that that like, that you grow together and you really connect with one another, and it's something I'm really grateful for. But yeah, any thoughts on that? Just
yeah, I mean, I think you gotta have some fun, right? Like, as PTs, like PT students, you know, we have to kind of maintain a positive attitude with our patients, so I think like stuff like that is just super helpful, because it kind of gets you out of that headspace. Like maybe if you're struggling with exams or you know, stuff outside of school, you know, it's nice to kind of have a break and know that the people you're around all the time kind of are there for you and want to have fun. And yeah, it's great. It's great. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. I actually want to ask Carolyn this. Mm-hmm. How have you managed kind of with the being president of the class and all of our work that we have?
Honestly, like, it hasn't been too much, like, extra work. I think probably you guys see, like, the Canva invites, and it takes me, like, 2 minutes to make up. Like, it's really not that hard. I think the biggest thing is just, like, wanting to hear everybody's, like, opinion. So, like, when I mean, like, Timmy and I are posting that suggestions form, like, every week, like, I would love to have 10 people fill it out every week. Like, we want to take what, like, everybody wants as a whole to collectively see it for the best. So if that means, like, doing more social events or, like, having a group study night where it's, like, maybe there's 15 of us in a group study room trying to figure things out, or it's, like, maybe people just want to go to the movies. Like, I know Wicked just came out. If we did a huge, like, cast, or, like, a huge watch party or something. I know Anthony's giving me a look right now. But, like, something like that, you know, or Top Gun or whatever it is. Like, having things like that, because I think even just, like, in undergrad, like, we always were prioritizing, like, you need to have balance. It means eating right, getting enough sleep, taking care of yourself, doing what makes you happy. Because you, when you focus on all of that, like, obviously you do need to study too, but, like, you'll see growth, like, as a whole, and it'll really help improve that studying. Because I think, obviously, there are weekends where, I mean, like, last weekend, I think we were all in the library from 10 to 10, like, let's be honest. Yeah, but, yeah, I know I opened and closed the library last Saturday. So, but, like, I think having those, like, days where it's, like, okay, like, I can study for 5 or 6 hours, but I also need to work out, and, like, having those things, it's great. And just kind of, like, trying to help see the class grow is the best thing possible. So I hope that answered your question.
Adding on to that, I think like one thing I could improve, I need to improve my work-life balance, because like there's a lot of times where I'm like just working or at the library for like 10 hours, and then I just don't eat until like the night. I just need to work on that and try to work out consistently.
Yeah, it's hard. It's all about kind of having a routine, but also balancing it and making sure it's not like monotonous, if that's the word. Like, just kind of, like, doing it to do it. Because I just have things that I plan at the end of the week to look forward to. And that, like, it really kind of pushes me through. Because I'm like, if I get through this hard stuff, I get to A, X, and Y. And I get to have a lot of fun. So, it's good. It's always having something to look forward to. And a lot of it is, like, me at going to the gym. Because I go at, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, you usually go out to the library, yeah.
So I usually study till like 9, 9:30, and then I'm like, all right, it's gym time. It's something to like actually enjoy and relax.
Wind down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Literally wind down, because I go to sleep right after. Yeah. I'm so tired. But yeah. Yeah, kind of talking about like Thanksgiving now, kind of circling back to it, I kind of wanted to make it a little bit more fun and kind of build your ideal Thanksgiving plate. So I know like people have like certain traditions and certain foods that they have in, but there's also like the generic foods that people like also love. So why don't you start off with Carson? Why don't you build you? So like your first plate,
dinner is served.
What are you putting on?
All right, so obviously you got to get the turkey.
Yes.
Right. Honestly, mine's pretty basic. So we got the turkey, we got a little bit of stuffing. Mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Both
of them.
Okay.
Yep.
I like that.
Gravy on the mashed potatoes, not on the sweet potatoes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just feel like sweet potatoes are like just good on their own, you know?
That's fair. Yeah.
You know? Gotta get like some bread, like some rolls for sure.
With the jam?
Cranberry sauce, I should say. I mean, I'm not a huge cranberry sauce guy, but you know, sometimes I'll tolerate it. man, I'm trying to think. Honestly, not a big pumpkin pie guy.
Wow.
I mean, I know that's controversial.
I had to
put it out there.
So what are you putting in place of that then?
Honestly, apple pie,
okay.
French silk pie.
That's fair.
Anything like that.
About to walk off this pie.
Okay. Well, you know what? We could take it outside later.
I literally have it in like my like doc here full of like example questions for Thanksgiving. I have talk about pie again, pumpkin or apple. So you take the apple over the pumpkin.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like pumpkin is just, it's just like not, it's not all that.
Even if
it's
you
overrated.
Put like whipped cream on it, or
like
ice cream.
A dollop of whipped cream.
Yeah.
You put whipped cream on any pie, it's going to be 10 times better. Okay.
I could agree with that.
So you that's your dessert.
It's just like, would you rather have like a chocolate ice cream or like a pumpkin ice cream?
Chocolate.
I'll probably take the chocolate.
Like, there's just like, but it's like, there's better flavors out there. And like, I do get the aspect of like, it's the holidays, you got to get in the spirit, whatever. But just me personally, you know, if there's something else on the table, I'm opting for that. But
fair enough.
That's my hot take.
That's your plate too?
Yeah.
Sure, anything else to add? What to drink? What are you drinking?
Whatever.
Yeah. Soda.
Soda, wine,
soda,
water,
wine, beer, anything.
Beer.
Nice.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
Doesn't
what about what's your ideal plate, Caroline?
Okay. So, like Carson said, you got to start with the turkey, and then you have to have my nanny's meatballs. I know it's kind of a hot take, but like
Thanksgiving meatballs
are so good. And then corn stuffing, potatoes with gravy, and then your
mashed potatoes.
Well, there's like three different potatoes. So you have mashed potatoes, and then you have party potatoes, which are like the shredded potatoes with like the corn flakes on top. Super good.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, I'll have to send you the recipe. It's like so good.
Wow. Okay.
And then you have the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top, which is why you don't have the gravy on them. That's kind of what we do.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then,
that's right.
Yeah.
Do you do cinnamon on the sweet potatoes? Because I know that's a combination.
Honestly,
that sounds good.
Brown sugar on the sweet potatoes.
Oh, okay.
Y'all got to try that.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, so we do that. And then probably corn. And then like a little apple salad. And then like a salad on the side.
There you go. And then for dessert.
Okay. I'll eat pumpkin pie. I'm a brownie girl, so
ooh,
I'm going to go with some brownies.
That is a great answer, actually. Yeah, what about pumpkin brownies?
You know, haven't tried one, but, like, I would try it. It sounds good.
That's got to be
no?
Like, why,
are we ruining
something that's, like, pretty close to perfect
I think
with pumpkin?
My
It's, like, a 9.9. out of 10 goes down to like a 7. And
I think
what?
You just need to try my mom's pumpkin brownies then.
Oh, that's
bring
awesome.
Me some. Bring me
yeah.
some. I am curious.
Well, my mom did make it, and then she gave some to me to bring back up for like fall break, mm-hmm. I think. And yeah, they're extremely good. So
good.
If there's any extras, I'll for sure.
Would you say it elevated regular brownies or no?
I would say so. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they're one of my favorite desserts that my mother makes, so
that's cool.
But
sounds good.
Yeah. All right, Anthony.
For me, I'm kind of
blanking. Let's see. I bet this is gonna be a good plate.
Okay. I'm kind of blanking. So
you're
I might
blanking.
Okay. Can you name some foods?
All right. We got turkey.
100% getting turkey. I'll say I like turkey more than ham.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
We could talk about this later.
Yeah.
But yeah, the turkey and ham debate is always something that
I will
gets
take some
upset.
Ham though on my plate. I will take
yeah.
some ham.
So you get both.
I get both.
Okay.
That's
fair.
That's fair.
What potatoes do you like? Like what type?
I like mashed and sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
They're
good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not huge on gravy though. That might be a hot take. I always get a little bit.
That
but
is a hot take.
I don't like overloading my mashed potatoes.
I agree.
Gravy.
Yeah. I agree. It's just like you need a little bit.
Like some people are crazy about that.
They put gravy on the turkey.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's good.
That's good. It's something that
really,
is slept on.
I kind of think that's a little blasphemous.
Really? Okay. To each their own, but I respect it. Okay. Let's see. We got green bean casserole.
Oh, yep.
I don't know. That's kind of a...
Hell no.
No?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
I'm a pretty picky eater. That,
okay.
Just like green bean casserole. Like
green bean casserole?
Only my uncle eats green bean casserole on Thanksgiving. And my aunt makes an entire thing for him.
And nobody...
And he has like one little piece and that's it.
And then
he's done with it. And nobody else will touch it.
It's so good, though.
It is
not
underrated.
It's not.
I forgot that on my plate. Definitely add that.
I'll give you the portion of my plate.
Perfect.
Yeah. What else? You got, like,
corn.
Corn casserole
okay.
or corn in general.
This is a even hotter take.
I knew this would be.
Like, yeah, I know. I knew this would be good, too. I hate corn. I hate corn.
What?
I think corn tastes disgusting.
Can you like walk me through that
why
process?
Why you don't like corn?
Just
like,
why do you not?
I don't
like
know
corn?
If it's a texture thing or like it just tastes so bad in my opinion. But it's weird because I love cornbread. I love corn.
Okay.
What about like popcorn? Or
I love
like...
popcorn. But like a corn on the cob, like I cannot eat it. Or like
really?
Just little like corn. I can't.
You know, like a grilled corn on the cob with butter and salt on it, or like elotes.
It's just
oh
like,
my god.
Come on.
I don't know. It's
so
low key just gets my gag reflex. I just can't.
Hey,
But like,
I tried so many.
Are you having like Midwestern corn though? Because like,
yeah, you gotta have.
I don't know, I've tried California and like Chicago stuff, but it's just not for
Chicago
me.
Style corn.
Maybe I'll bring you some from Iowa because I'm going to Iowa.
Sure. Yeah, they're known for corn. So
yes, they are.
You gotta really get it right from the source. I'm really hoping you can get me on the right side, but
dude, I know you're missing out, man.
I'll bring you some from our farm. Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you live on a farm, right? Or sort of.
Yeah, like my dad's a farmer, but we moved like away from our farm when I was like a young kid. So
still, there's a lot of farmland in Kansas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Still straight from the source.
Right? Yes, straight from the source.
So you know, it could open your eyes to it. Let's see, what else? You have any other foods?
Pumpkin pie for sure.
Pumpkin pie over apple pie? 100%. Or brownies?
Brownies. I would take brownies over
pumpkin pie,
but I love pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is the classic. What else? Miss any?
What are you guys' thoughts on cornbread? I know you guys didn't say it, but would you take cornbread on your plate?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of forgot about that, but...
Yeah. We don't really have it for Thanksgiving, but like... I like it. It's good.
Do you guys like cranberry sauce?
Not really.
I don't touch
it. I'm not huge on cranberry sauce.
I'll have like a little bit. Like
a little dabble. You'll dabble.
Just a little color for the plate.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I've never
had
it.
Gotta spruce it up.
You've never tried it?
I have a peanut allergy and there's always like walnuts in it.
Oh, that's
so
fair.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it looks good. I feel like I would like it.
I have a peanut allergy
but...
too.
And you have cranberry
And you have cranberry?
Cranberry. I didn't know cranberry sauce had walnuts in it.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Usually the ones case. We have. Yeah.
Usually the ones we have down.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Are we missing anything? I'm trying to think.
Turkey stuff.
Oh, when do you put your tree up for Thanksgiving?
Oh.
After Thanksgiving.
Real quick, I'm just gonna say. Also, I'm not huge on stuffing. That's might be my hottest thing.
So do you like anything for Thanksgiving?
What do you eat?
I don't know.
Except water.
It's like, let's order a pizza, guys.
No, come on. I just don't like green bean casserole with cranberry sauce in.
That's fair.
And corn. Or stuffing.
Oh, yeah, no, corn.
Yeah.
No, I'll actually eat a little bit stuffing, but I can't, like, load my plate with stuffing. Like, I do get stuffing every time.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like a lot of people have stuffing, like, as their number one Thanksgiving.
That's true.
Which is not there for me, but I'll always get a little bit.
Yeah.
I forgot I have to build my plate.
Oh, yeah,
Zach.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, number one, first thing is you put mashed potatoes. That is the greatest Thanksgiving food of all time. Yes.
Sorry, yeah, real quick. Yeah. I forgot my favorite side. Like, baked mac and cheese is so good. Oh,
yes, okay, yep, we forgot mac and cheese.
That's, like, the best side for Thanksgiving.
How did I forget?
That's the best one.
But, yeah, the goat of all goats in Thanksgiving is mashed potatoes and gravy.
Agreed.
It's the classic. You put a little dollop on, and then you... you put the spoon on it, create a little bowl, and then you put the gravy in. That's perfect. It's got to be turkey, because, in my opinion, ham is a Christmas food,
I agree.
And then you got to have the homemade stuffing, because that's always a classic. Mm-hmm. And then I am Lithuanian, so my grandpa always brings in Lithuanian sausage. Actually amazing. And then this Lithuanian dish called kugelis, and it's like a potato pancake sort of thing, like a cake of thing. And it's like this, I don't know the bread, but it's got like little bits of bacon in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Also, there's these things called bacon buns. I don't know if you've heard of them. It's just like a little bun and just like a whole like probably spoonful of bacon that's all like balled up inside. Hands down amazing. Yeah, I think that's it. That's the first plate, and then, you know, you have to have, like, two or three more after that.
What about dessert? Where are you at with that?
Oh, I'm pumpkin pie all the way.
Okay, good.
Pumpkin pie, and then those pumpkin brownies, and I'm set.
Yep.
And then...
sleep for 12 hours.
Yeah, once football comes on, I'm passing out.
Yep. I forgot one thing. It's something we make every holiday. It's called kachapuri, and it's from... Georgia, like the Republic of Georgia.
Oh, are you serious? Wow, that's awesome.
So we had an exchange student when I was in middle school, and my brother was in high school, and he introduced us to some Georgian food. So now
what's it called again?
Kachapuri.
What's it?
It's like, it's pretty simple. It's like just like bread type thing. It's like a flat-ish bread, and then you stuff like cheese. You just stuff a ton of cheese in it, and then sometimes you could, like, throw, like, an egg on top. It's, like, kind of weird, but it's really good. There's a bunch of variations, We kind of do the easiest one because we're not super experienced with that. But
yeah,
every time we make that, we send him a picture, and he's that always cool. always cool. appreciative. So I guess there's that too. That's my my weird holiday food, I guess.
So when you guys have Thanksgiving and you're like you're eating around the table, is it like extended family or is it more of like internalized, like straight away, like not that many people at the table? Like, how's it go for you guys?
Honestly, it kind of varies. So I'm basically always with my mom's side of the family, but there's people like all over the country, like Texas.
Yeah.
Arkansas, there's people in like North Carolina, Iowa, everything. So sometimes it's like a ton of people and like extended family, and it's probably like 15-20 people. Other times it's like 8 to 10. But it just varies. So this year I think we're gonna have a solid turnout, which is exciting. But yeah, it's kind of variable. It's kind of weird that way.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Yeah, ours is kind of variable, too. For my mom's side, it's usually, like, us and then, like, our grandparents, sometimes my, like, aunts and uncles. But then on my dad's side, it's, like, they rent out, like, this community, like, space, and it's, like, everybody. So there's, like, a really good turnout. And so it's really nice. Like, we're very close, so sometimes we'll hit up, like, both Thanksgivings on the same day, so I'm extra full, but it's really fun. So.
Nice. What about you, Anthony?
Usually it's, like, back home, it's with my dad's side of the family because they're mostly, like, in California. It's always pretty fun, though, because it's... So it's like, I'll give you like a little layout of like who's there. So it's like my dad's brother-in-law, so my dad's sister's husband. It's like him and his like five brothers. It's like all their family, their kids, their grandkids, and then any of like their wives, like family too, like first cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like a turnout of like 50 plus people at least. So it's always pretty fun, just like rotate a house every year. Like we've hosted before. It's always pretty fun. That's awesome. Then usually at the end, like we like host like Jeopardy or something, like make teams. So it's always pretty
fun.
It's
fun.
Yeah. For me, it's always my immediate family plus my grandpa, my grandma, and then one of my dad's old friends is actually going to come for Thanksgiving this year, which would be delightful. And then we just kind of like watch football and fall asleep, honestly. And then once it gets to like the evening, some of my cousins, they host like a dessert thing where it's like everybody could pull up for desserts, but usually everybody stays like really late because like we don't really see each other as much anymore because everybody's all older. Because I'm the third youngest cousin out of like 14 total, so everybody's like older now, and it's hard for like everybody to get together. But usually every holiday we try to make it a point to see each other, obviously, and you know we just have some really long conversation, and it's like especially with my parents, it's. It's like, all right, we're leaving. And then they start talking to somebody. And then it's like an hour later and we just haven't left yet. Because they're just like, oh, I was just catching up. I was like, yeah, you guys love to talk. but yeah, that's kind of my plan. It's really low key and chill. And it's one of my favorite holidays, honestly.
I love Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah. It's definitely up there. I mean, I don't think you can beat Christmas. But.
No, well, that was just about to say. You asked the question, when do you set up the tree?
Yeah.
And I'm always after Thanksgiving.
I'm after.
I'm after, but our apartment, we put up our tree November 1st.
Right after
all. Is it a big tree at least, or is it like a little?
It's like a 6-foot tall tree. Like, it's a good size. Nice. Yeah, it's fun. We've got our little stockings up. It's been cute and fun, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have like a tree that's like this big. It's like the Charlie Brown tree, you know, with like one thing. Yeah, I'm always after. It's always like break out the or it, well, I used to. Now I feel like I come home for winter break and the tree's already up. Unless my parents want to save like for because sometimes we hang up all the ornaments as a family. It's a big family thing.
That's what we do too. It's
fun. Like in terms of like ornaments, do you guys have like? Specific ornaments like to make a pattern on the tree, or is it just like a random like collage?
It's a random collage. I mean there's like ornaments that I made in like preschool that we have and then there's like these really nice ones that are like I don't even know like
don't want to drop
leaf
that.
Stuff yeah. and yeah. whatever and it's just like they're right next to each other it's random but it always looks good
I would say we always make it a point to, like, we kind of collect ornaments from, like, the trips that we've gone on. I don't know if you guys do that, but it's always, like, every, like, vacation you go on, you always have to get an ornament for the tree. And then when you're hanging them up, you're, like, looking at the year, and you're like, wow, that was that long ago. So, yeah, it's just, like, good to see, like, all the trips that you've been on. So.
That's cool.
That's what I was going to say. We have a lot from, like, our trips that we've went on, too. So it's fun to see, like, all the different places you've gone and, yeah, like, the different ornaments and so, like, all those. But also, like, Carson, like you said, like, the ones you would make for, like, your parents in, like, preschool and, like, the little hand, like, Christmas trees, yeah, or, like, oh, whatever. Yeah. It was, yep, so fun.
Yeah, the classic. I know there's one that I made. It's just, like, my face.
Yeah, me
like
too.
It's just like a circle, and it's just like my face.
Just plastic.
2012 or whatever. And then just like Zach made this in second grade. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Just your face. Anthony? Yeah, I swear. I'll send you a picture. It's literally just my face.
Yeah. I've got one of those too.
I do too.
What about, how's your tree? Or do you set it up after?
After Thanksgiving, for sure.
Yeah.
One thing I do like, though, is like, so during Thanksgiving, I haven't been home for Thanksgiving since 2021, but I always go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And like, so I stay with my mom's sister, and she's actually way more festive with like holidays than like we are back home. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice. Like, she's so excited to like have me over so I could like help her put up the tree and stuff.
That's fun.
So she loves putting up ornaments with me. So I do that in Chicago now.
Yeah. That's
nice. Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, so it's good. It's like, it's a good, like, warm-up before, like, the actual main holidays season. But are you guys, like, going anywhere for, like, the break? Or, I guess I should say in, like, the winter break, any, like, fun trips planned?
Not that I know of. No? Just going home, but.
I'll be in Idaho for about a week.
Nice.
Kind of up in the Tetons, right on that Idaho-Wyoming border, so.
Yeah, if you want to, I don't know what there is to do in Idaho.
Skiing.
Oh, we're skiing? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's why I'm there.
Okay.
So, outside of that, I don't know if you're, like, into riding horses and stuff.
You know, I've never rode a horse before.
Yeah?
I can't say that I have. Okay. I don't know if you guys have.
Yeah. Snowboarding?
A couple times.
Ridden a horse before?
Oh, yeah, I've ridden a horse before.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
Really? Dang. How is it? Is it, like, an excitement thing? Because, like, the horse is fast or whatever?
I didn't go too fast.
No,
like,
I
it was
not.
Like,
I was pretty young.
It's kind of like a tourist thing. Like, there's like someone there.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Carry you around.
But I'm just on the horse.
Because I know people do like horseback riding through like a trail or like through the mountains.
Yeah.
Seems really cool.
Yeah. I was probably 10 or 12. And we went to like a ranch.
Oh, nice.
Out west in Wyoming, actually. And I got to go on.
Yeah.
Some,
but you're more of a skier.
Trails. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I haven't skied in a while, but skiing is fun. I used to be pretty good at it.
So fun.
Yeah? You Caroline skier?
I've never been before.
I've never been
either. I really
either.
Want to.
I want to try it, too. It's just my my mom, at least, she doesn't like the cold weather, so it's, like, hard to get. So I would have to plan, like, a guy's trip to do that.
But yeah.
I wouldn't know what I'm doing. I'd be so kind of scared.
It's fun. Just gotta go pizza to make sure you don't go too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people have told me, they're like, you seem more of, like, the snowboard type. And I kind of agree with them.
I've tried snowboarding once.
How is it? Is it harder or easier?
I think it's... I feel like once you get it down, it's probably easy, but I've only done it once. And skiing is just simple, like the directions, but like snowboarding's a lot on your knee. Actually, I guess they both are, but like.
Well, it's just like you're locked into a board and you're facing sideways.
Yeah,
so.
I would say snowboarding's probably more difficult.
Yeah.
Really?
But I think once you get it down, like if you know how to do it, then it's not like hard.
Yeah.
To go super fast on a ski is like. It gets, like, really fast and scary.
Have you skied out here? I know they have some ski places out here. There's a ski club at Marquette, I think.
Yeah. I did some skiing last year with, like, adaptive abilities.
Oh, nice. That's
so
awesome.
That was really fun. It's definitely, like, a different experience, but, I mean, it's so rewarding. So,
yeah.
That was really good, and, you know, I did get to ski a little bit on my own, which was also nice.
Yeah.
So that's the extent of what I've done here. But,
that's good, but it's good in Idaho. I feel like it's a good little mountainous area, I would say. I wouldn't really know. I don't know much about Idaho.
It's close to Rocky Mountains, right?
Or
is it part of it? It's not part of it, is it?
I think it's like no, on the, it's a little separate. Bit west.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little west. Nice. The Rockies are fantastic too. I've been out to Colorado quite a bit too, Utah. Nice. But you know,
that's good.
This is where I love it out there.
Nice.
So.
Anthony, any plans? Any travel plans?
Usually, we always travel like as a family one time during like winter break. But I think this time, like, I'm trying to save up for a spring trip somewhere. So I've reached out to my employer back home. So I'm just gonna work over break at the
That's good.
The clinic.
Yeah, nice. I have a nice opportunity to go to Puerto Rico this
Ooh.
Break.
Ooh,
yeah, so I'm really excited for that. I've never been. My family, I think my dad has been, but nobody from our family has been. So it should be good. Escape the cold.
Yeah.
The cold weather, because I know it's gonna start. Start out. I feel like the transition to winter hasn't been too bad so far. We had like one couple days where it was in the 30s.
Yeah, there was one brutal stretch a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That weekend was, oh my God. It was
so yeah, it was just, yeah. We'll just leave it at that. But that's the one thing I'm not looking forward to coming back from like break is the whole winter to, I mean, the whole January to March. It's just.
Maybe April.
It's just that you never know what you're going to get in the Midwest. And,
you don't.
It's just like those patches where it's cloudy for like 2 weeks straight and you don't see the sun. It's just like depressing.
Yeah. Makes it easier to study, but
yeah,
that's the thing. I guess, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's cloudy now, but I feel like every weekend it's always been cloudy and I just want a sunny weekend for once,
Seriously.
You know, cause it just brightens the mood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Monday hits, and it's, like, sunny and 75, and we're like, where is this?
It's like, oh, yeah, it's, like, class all day.
I feel like when it's, like, depressing outside, like, with the weather, it's, like, 50-50 of, like, all right, maybe I could lock in, or maybe I'm just going to stay in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's especially those rainy days.
Those rainy days.
It's actually the worst, because you're just tired all day, and you just want to go to sleep. And that's why I feel like on weekends, because it's, like, you don't really have much going on, and, like, it's not nice out, so you can't, like, especially if it's raining, you can't, like, go on a walk or anything and get outside. So you're just like, what am I supposed to do? You just end up falling asleep for, like, 6 hours. And you're like, I was so unproductive today.
Especially for me, like, if it's raining outside, I, like, think, like, maybe I could study at the apartment. Personally, like, I can't study at my apartment at all. I've maybe done one, like, half of a Dr. Deacon assignment this semester, and that's it.
I, like, got a whole desk and everything and then the whole setup, and
I've
used
it,
like, twice.
Go to the library.
Yeah.
That's your best bet.
Yeah.
Either library or law school for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Where's your study spots? I actually want to know that. I know yours. I think it's on those very quiet rooms
right
on
before,
the second floor,
right before
the bridge.
Yeah. During the day, it's this, the reading rooms on the second floor, and then at night, I usually go to the basement. So.
How's the basement?
It's good. I mean, it's...
I've only done it, like, a handful of times.
I got a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah.
I only go there when I'm, like, it's dark and I just need to go. Or usually, like, I know I'm going to need to ask somebody a question. So I'm like, okay, I'll, like, I won't be talking in the quiet rooms, I guess, but...
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah. Cool. I kind of have, like, a tiered system of, like, how much I need to cram.
And that depends
where I'm at. So, like, if it's, like, pretty chill... and I just have, like, a couple assignments. I'm going bridge or first floor, Rainer.
Yeah.
Where you can, like, actually have a conversation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. If it's kind of getting a little bit more intense, I'm either in the basement or, like, Lamona's second floor. And then if it's really bad, I'm in the basement of, like, Lamona's Memorial, whatever you want to call it. Like, in the, like, book
the
stacks.
Depths. The depths.
Oh,
in the
down
library.
There.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. That's like you have four exams tomorrow and you just found out type of like
that's yeah,
like you can't see the sun either.
No,
it's
no,
just
no.
That's the
like you just
something
you
pop
lose
out
track of time and then you just you time travel basically. So but I have a tiered system
nice.
Kind of going on.
Where's your spot, Anthony?
So I have.
I guess I should.
I feel this. Like yeah. I feel. What do you think my spots are? Let's hear it first.
Well, it's usually at the bridge.
Yeah.
Right. And then, I guess, in the first floor on that right side.
Yeah.
Sort of.
That was end of last semester. I was
and the basement lot. Because of your love-hate relationship with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I used to, I feel like it's changed, like, as I've gone at Marquette. I did a lot at Memorial freshman year.
Yeah.
Before mm-hmm. they, like, started rebuilding it.
I miss it.
I miss, like, the big room at Memorial was so nice.
Yeah. So nice.
Yeah.
That was, like, my favorite spot freshman year.
Oh, mm-hmm. for sure.
I used to go to the basement there, not as much anymore. Sometimes I go up to the fifth floor of Memorial.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. I do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I did that, like, sophomore year a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I've never been. Is it, like, scary or is it, like, nice?
It's just very quiet, and it's, like, there's a whole section when you get off the elevator. There's, like, a bunch of rows of tables, and it's usually pretty empty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'll put you onto another spot at the law school, so...
Oh yeah.
If there's not much, if there's not like much to do for me, they have like some chairs right by the fireplace on the first floor.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Just like if I'm just doing a little work on my laptop, just sit right by the fire. It's nice and cozy.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually just study. Like we have an office because I work at the law school, so I usually just study in my. Because it's not too much to do. Sometimes there's a lot to do, but like if it's chill and like I already did like my closing tasks or evening tasks, I just do homework there.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, bridge a lot too.
Yeah. Do you guys know mine?
Bridge.
Bridge?
I think your favorite is first floor.
Right? Yeah, it's starting to become the first floor in that right-hand corner because they got a lot of monitors over there, and I like to plug in my computer.
That used to be my favorite.
I started doing that.
It's like overutilized for me.
Once you start it, in my opinion, you just can't go back because you get that extra screen space.
That's nice.
Anything with a lot of like outlets is so nice. Yeah. Just charge all my devices.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's why I like the cubicles because it's like
yeah, the cubicles.
There's always something there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I used to be I was at the bridge like all the time in undergrad, and then I've kind of progressed down to like a more quieter spot. It's easier mm-hmm. to kind of just put on your headphones and
for sure.
and actually lock in.
This is a really random question. So I don't know, we're like going off topic here. What do you guys think is the hardest class you've ever taken at Marquette?
For me, I would have to think about it.
I can go first.
Yeah.
I think you know what mine is, but it's bio.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Freshman year bio, yeah. Forget about it.
It was so hard.
Forget about it.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
I feel like if I take it now, like, I'd do so much better, but honestly, I don't even think I could get an A right now.
Yeah, it's just a hard class. You know?
It's like,
yeah,
you know, you're figuring out a lot of stuff.
Like, I feel like all of freshman year, maybe some of sophomore year, it kind of just, like, that was me, like, figuring out, like, how to study.
Because
I did not know, like, at least coming out of high school, like, my studying habits were not cutting it, especially freshman year. Like, our classes weren't that hard, but I struggled. It was hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if mine have changed.
From high school?
Yeah. They have. But
yeah.
Was your hardest class OChem?
No, it was the only class I've withdrawn from. Functional neuroanatomy.
Yeah, it sounds hard.
That
sounds
tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I got like 60s on the first two exams, and I was like, all right, this is not going to work out. Yeah.
Was that like an option? Like you had multiple options to fill like a...
Yeah, yeah, it was like a BISC whatever credit, and I was like, oh yeah, like this is really cool. Like I want to learn this.
But it's pretty hard.
Yeah,
I had a lot going on, and it was like impossible. So.
When did you take it?
Junior year.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. So I had like phys going on and stuff too. It was just a bad mix.
First class.
This is gonna be a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be physiology sophomore year.
Yes, I was gonna say the same thing. That was
that was pretty hard.
Yeah, people like when I tell people that they're always like, "Wait, what?" And I was like, "Yeah, that was my worst class of all undergrad performance."
It was hard.
It was tough.
Difficult. That semester was difficult and. Yeah, I don't know.
What I didn't like how like strict he graded the labs.
Yeah, it's just a lot of different things. It just kind of played in and just made it a hard class. That's what I was gonna say too.
Yeah,
that's awesome. But we're kind of coming up close to the end time, so I just kind of wind things down, kind of go around the room. We'll start off with you, Carson. I kind of take this from, like, have you guys seen, like, the Hot Ones where it's, like, the celebrities eating the hot chicken wings?
Yeah.
Have you not seen that?
guys, I don't have to. I'm such a grandma. I don't have TikTok. I don't really watch YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, you got,
I'm kind of like, okay.
It's essentially like just 10 levels of spice.
And they, and it's like an interview podcast. Yeah. It's
I love that. That sounds great.
And then like in between they ask questions. Yeah. The wings get hotter. They're like sweating.
Yeah.
So you just tell more and more as you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I see them like break down.
They like can't breathe. They like can't breathe towards the end. They're like answering questions.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
But yeah, I take it from then because the guy at the end, he was just like, all right, what do you have? Like, go into your life. Like, what do you want to say to, like, promote yourself? So we kind of go around the room and say that. So.
What was the question?
It's like, what do you have going on in your life right now? And like, what can you, like, promote about yourself? Like, what's going on? So,
yeah.
Well, final concluding thoughts.
I mean, you know, got school, got work, got everything kind of going on. Closing up the semester here, which is exciting. I guess, man, you put me on the spot. Let me think about this. You know, don't take things too seriously. You know, keep things flowing and just enjoy the time you got with the people you love.
I don't know.
That was beautiful.
All right. Yeah, Caroline.
Yeah, just doing in school. I'm actually doing an internship with the AHPRC right now. So
nice.
I'm working in a research lab, so
sweet.
That's been really fun. Mm-hmm. So doing a lot of writing for that too, which has been really exciting. But I guess my piece of advice would just be like, take every moment for granted. Like, you know, life goes by fast and, you know, I mean, say yes to a lot of things. Like, I mean, just being here and like doing this, like, who knows when we'll get to do this again? Like, you know, I saw the text and I was like, why not? I was like, let's do it. And so, I mean, yeah, just take the opportunity, seize every day. And so, yeah, it's been great.
Nice. All right, Anthony.
So I feel like this semester has just been classes and work. But
yeah,
honestly, like me and my like friends, like we have like a motto we go by. It's like, should we do this or not? And then we're all just like, it's senior year.
Yeah, screw it. You know,
it's like,
I love it.
It's our last year together. Let's do it. Let's cherish every moment.
Yeah.
Got to get that framed.
What about you, Zach?
Well, I got finished up the semester. I got accepted into pro bono, so I'll be doing that.
Congratulations.
In the spring.
That's awesome.
So that'll be something to look forward to. Just looking to have a good Thanksgiving break with my family and good to step away from school and hopefully progress that on to finals and then get into to winter break.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys kind of took my advice, but just kind of do whatever you can, enjoy it because you'll always look back and you'll be like, dang, I really miss doing that.
Yeah.
So you just got to really live in the moment and I really am a believer in self-reflection and kind of just like I did that because I want to do that and it'll be good for me in the future. So
yeah. Right.
That's great.
Right.
But yeah, that's kind of all the time we have for. Thank you guys again for coming on.
Yeah,
thank you.
For
such a pleasure.
Letting us know.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
And again, hopefully, if those that are watching this that are in our program hit me up and we could set up something else. Like, you know, we still have maybe like one or two more left of this semester, and then we'll be here all for the spring semester.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, thank you guys again. And, you know, all the listeners, we appreciate you. You guys are awesome. And yeah, we'll kind of end with this song. It's called Midnight Cruiser by Steely Dan. And yeah, everybody have a great bar crawl, great weekend, and a great Thanksgiving. So we'll see everybody later.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah.